Later, loser. Later, loser.
See, ringtone.
Later, loser.
It's a special line I have when the president calls. This is the phone ring.
Later, loser.
One more.
Later, loser.
All right. President Trump, good morning. How are you, sir? President Trump, are you with me?
Hello.
Well, there you are. Hi.
Cochran, I have to make this fast. I just saw an online report about how Muslims are flying prayer rugs illegally into our country.
What? Sir, I think that was just a pop-up ad to Disney's new Aladdin movie trailer.
Really? Well, have them move us to DEFCON 4 just in case.
Well, not an overreaction at all. Now, the big event today, your former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, got sentenced to an additional 3.5 years in prison in D.C. Brings a total to 7.5 years. What are your thoughts?
You know, Paul Manafort's going to be just fine.
Yes.
After serving some time and getting out early for good behavior, Paul will pay his debt to society the same way all disgraced celebrities do. He'll appear on Dancing with the Stars.
That's true.
Easy.
I can see that happening. Listen, you mentioned pardoning him at one point, or at least you said it wasn't taken off the table. What are the chances that's going to happen?
You know, frankly, R. Kelly has a better chance of hosting the Kids' Choice Awards. But if things don't work out, you know, I'll pardon him, and then we'll meet up with my good friend Robert Kraft and get a massage down in Florida.
Oh, okay.
You know, if there's one thing Paul deserves, it's a happy ending. Am I right?
Of course you're right. Mr. President, Nancy Pelosi says you are just not worth it when it comes to impeachment. But she also says you're ethically and intellectually unfit to serve. So what do you say to her?
Well, if anyone's an expert on being ethically and intellectually unfit to serve, it's Nancy Dencher Queen Pelosi. Believe me, I'm not saying Nancy's old, but I'm pretty sure she was in the room when they invented the word unfit.
Listen, I wanted to get your take on the AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's become the face of the liberal left in America. People are taking notice. She was speaking at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin. She had a bigger crowd show up for that than the half dozen presidential candidates that were there.
Look, AOC having bigger crowds makes perfect sense. She's a Latina, so most of the thousands of people were just her immediate family. I heard they all arrived in like 10 cars. It was amazing to see. Now, I swear, Ocasio-Cortez is a loose cannon. She puts the panic in Hispanic. Now, you should never trust a woman with a hyphenated name, Cochran. I've said it before. Think about it. Hillary Rodham Clinton, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I mean, that's America's worst vice president ever right there.
Yeah, she's not good. Well, you're right about that. If I move on and the West Wing for a second, why did your communications director, the former Fox guy, Bill Shine, how come he's gone?
Well, he had other things to do in my campaign. Plus, Bill had a hell of a run as communications director. I mean, let's look at the facts here. 8 months on the job.
That's a long time.
8 months. If you break it down, he was my guy for 22 Scaramucci's.
Right.
Very impressive.
Right.
And speaking of impressive, I'd like to congratulate Bono O'Rourke on his entry into the 2020 race. He joins an exclusive club of just 117 Democrats who want my job.
I think it's Beto, but you'll get it. So you tweeted earlier this week you didn't call Apple CEO Tim Cook Tim Apple. They just combined the two names to save time and words. A lot of people are making a lot out of this, but I'm not sure why you kept talking about it, too. Can you explain?
You know, saving time and words are huge priorities for me, Cochran. I will tell you, it's one of my trademark techniques for remembering names and faces, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I take someone's first name and combine it with the one thing they're most closely associated with.
Okay. You are the best at saving time and words, my liege.
Well, thank you, Mike Boring, Vice President.
That was longer than my actual name, sir.
Whatever. Look, I'll give you another example. For instance, instead of calling North Korea's dear leader Kim Jong-un, I call him Kim Ultimate Cheesy Crust Pizza from Pizza Hut. And I even save time and words with my kids' names, like Donnie Jr. Douchebag, Eric Dumb as Rocks, Ivanka Sexy, and Tiffany Mistake. That's very effective. Wouldn't you agree? Steve, untalented radio host, wouldn't you agree?
This is awful. Listen, easy, sir. It's my birthday.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Happy birthday, Cochran.
Yeah,
I actually had my staff take the liberty to ask some friends and some non-friends to leave birthday messages for you on my voicemail.
Oh.
That's on one of my unsecured cell phones. Take a listen to this.
First unheard message.
Good morning, Steve Cochran. This is Vladimir Putin. I would like to wish you happy birthday and let you know that I listen to 720 WGN from time to time. No, just kidding. I'm always listening.
End of message. To delete this message, resaved. Next message.
Hello, Steve Cochran. It is dear leader Kim Jong-un. In honor of your birthday, I have ordered all workers to cease construction on our long-range missile facility for 24 hours. You know, because I'm a nice guy.
End of message. To delete this message, resaved. Next message.
Hello, Steve Cochran. It is Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont. And I just wanted to call and wish you a very happy birthday. Everybody deserves their fair share of happy birthdays, not just the top 0.1%, okay?
End of message. To delete this message, resaved. Next message.
Steve Cochran, it's Chris Matthews from MSNBC calling. Happy birthday. Now, my producer tells me you have Chuck Todd from Meet the Press on every Thursday, but I host the show too, you know. Let's talk. I have books to promote. Lots of books. Ha!
End of message. To delete this message, resaved. Next message.
Hello, Steve. Happy birthday. This is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Senator Durbin and I are issuing a Senate proclamation today honoring your date of birth. If you flip on C-SPAN, you might catch it. Bye now.
End of message. To delete this message, resaved. Next message.
Good morning, Steve. This is host of the 11th Hour on MSNBC and news anchor Brian Williams. I'd like to extend a warm happy birthday wish your way. I learned of your birthday after hearing my colleague Chris Matthews wishing you the same moments ago in his office across the hall. I do have one request. In the event that Chuck Todd cannot join you on the broadcast, I would be happy to take his place. Don't waste your time with Matthews. My ratings are much higher than his.
End of message.
So there you go. Well,
that's really
birthday.
That's really nice. Really nice.
You're welcome.
That's very nice.
Later, loser.
Oh, yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
Nice.
Really had to run.
You thought he'd be nicer to you on your birthday.
Yeah, we had that moment. We had that moment there, and then I thought we were bonding for a second.